Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm James Mason. United are suing the makers of the Football Manager series for allegedly infringing their trademark by using the club's name extensively throughout the game. The Premier League side have taken legal action against Sega Publishing and Sports Interactive, the publisher and developer of the popular football management simulation. The club also argues Sega and SI have infringed their trademark over their logo by not using the official Manchester United crest in the game, instead replacing the club crest with a simplified red and white striped logo. United claim this deprives the registered proprietor of its right to have the club crest licensed. Moving on, and Juan Mata hopes to have many more years at United as he approaches his 250th appearance for the club. The 32-year-old moved to Old Trafford from Chelsea in 2014, and his next outing for the side will see him hit the appearance landmark for United. Speaking on this, Mata said, "It feels like it has gone very quickly. It feels like time flies. I didn't know it was going to be my 250th game, but I feel proud. When you play your first game, you feel like you're in a new beginning, a very exciting moment in your life playing for this club. I don't want to stop here. I want to keep going and going and keep adding games in a United shirt." And finally, United are said to be interested in a deal to sign Sporting Lisbon teenager Nuno Mendes. It is claimed that the Red Devils are interested in a swoop to sign the 17-year-old as Ole Gunnar Solskjaer looks to revamp his squad ahead of the next campaign. It is suggested that United broached the topic of signing Mendes during the Old Trafford outfit's transfer swoop for Portugal international Bruno Fernandes. It is said the 20-time English champions are weighing up a potential deal to sign Mendes for £10 million from Sporting. That's all for now. We'll have more later.